Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Especially as the stepmom, we tend to think, if I could just make everything a perfect Christmas for them, if I could, you know, just get the perfect toys or the perfect decorations, or, you know, most stepmoms that I know are very well-intentioned towards their stepkids, and they want the Christmas experience, the holiday experience, to be one of peace and joy and pleasantness. And so it's important to recognize that you can only control that in your own home. You can't control what the children are experiencing in the other home. So as far as it's with me, I try to make, you know, when they're in our home, when they're in our place, when it's not things I can control, to keep it as peaceful as possible. I encourage mom and dad to not fight over which day the kids are going to get to be at which home. It can become a battleground as to whether the kids are going to be, you know, there at Christmas morning to open their presents and who's going to win the kids. It can become a real war. And so it's important to not make those things a hill to die on. I'm not saying to roll over and play dead and never, you know, try to set some boundaries there where you have your children on the holidays. But what I'm saying is make sure it doesn't become such a battleground that everybody ends up frustrated and miserable. Lower your expectations. You know, if the other home, if the other parent has decided to sabotage your Christmas for the last 3 years, assume they're going to do it again this year. It's just part of understanding that, okay, this is our plan if everything goes well, but if the other parent chooses to sabotage our Christmas again and make things difficult for the children, this is our plan B, where we're going to not let it totally destroy or disrupt our Christmas. And it sounds easy to do. It's not easy, but it is doable. And the more you plan ahead of time, the better off you are. That's also true for helping children with their grief during the holidays. The sooner you sit down and talk to the kids about, okay, this, you know, your mom and I have talked, your dad and I have talked, and this is the plan we've come up with for Christmas. We want to sit you down so you know where you're going to be Christmas Eve, where you're going to be Christmas morning. Children get fearful over where they're going to be, and they feel very torn between the two homes. So the more you can explain that to them that ahead of time, the better off it will be for everyone.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.